Dr. Beckett, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So there's nothing better, some could argue, than having a nap after a big Christmas feed. But what exactly is happening to us? Can you tell us a little bit about the science of what a food coma is?
Yeah, so the scientific word for food coma is postprandial somnolescence, and it means feeling a little bit sleepy after you've eaten. And there's a couple of things going on, and it's probably a combination of all of these things. So it's partly because the nerves in our gut get stimulated, and it gives us that feedback loop that says you need to rest. Because if you think about it from an evolutionary point of view, you don't want to be running around on a full stomach and lose that food, because in caveman times, food was very hard to come by. And then we have the blood getting rechanneled away from our muscles and into the guts to help with that digestion and to bring us all those great nutrients. And also the insulin might play a role as well and change the way some of the neurotransmitters get up into our brain and affect the way we feel. So it's probably a combination of all those things making us feel a little bit sleepy after we eat.
And so if we know that, you know, this is going to be the outcome, going for the nap at the end of the meal, why is it that we keep doing this to ourselves?
Well, I mean, there's worse things in life than a nap, isn't there?
So a very good point.
It's really terrible to feel that way afterwards, and it's not really doing us any harm. So, you know, it is our body kind of protecting us and making the most use of those nutrients, but there's no real problem with having a nap after a big meal.
So if people, I don't know, maybe you've got a lot of little nieces and nephews or cousins to chase around for the rest of the day, and you've got to put off the nap for a few hours, is there a particular way of stopping this occurring and still being able to munch out on Christmas lunch?
Yeah, so chasing the nieces and nephews around might actually help. So physical activity is going to help move that food through your gastrointestinal tracts faster, and it's going to help channel the blood back to the muscles, so you are going to feel a little bit less weak, a little bit less drowsy. So if you can push through it, it might help you get over it faster.
And are there any foods that are better or worse for when it comes to putting ourselves into a food coma?
Yeah, so those high carb foods are definitely going to put you into a deeper food coma or into the food coma faster, and that's probably because of the role of the insulin plays in channeling those amino acids around and up to the brain. But really just when we eat too much, that's when we're going to be getting that food coma effect.
Well, Emma, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
No problems. Thank you for having me.